scripture and then pray. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he is a rewarder. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Mary Irene Otterman, we here knew her more so as Irene, was born on April 29th in 1930 and died on the same date, on April 29th, meaning 2016, 86 years later. She is survived by her husband, Richard, and children, Tim, Kelly, Richard Otterman, Bonnie Plant, Brenda Schnorr, and Patrick Kelly, and then 23 grandchildren and 29 great-grandchildren and 2 great-great-grandchildren, and then many nieces and nephews. We're grateful for the ones that came to the wake and then today to pay your respects. And so if we would, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, I do ask that you'd give family comfort, especially Dick in this time as a friend has gone home. And Lord, I pray that this time would be a time of comfort and blessing, that you might be pleased. And I just pray you'd bless this time together in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would, there's a blue hymnal in front of you. We'd like to sing a congregational song. And it'd be number 40. Number 40, it's pretty well known. Great is thy faithfulness. Faithfulness, that was a characteristic of Irene. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow. Thank you.
first, I don't know how to do it. Your test is good, mine is bad. Grandson.
Irene was a sister, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and great-great-grandmother. How many people can say that they lived to be a great-great-grandparent? She has made so many memories with us that will stick with us for the rest of our lives. For me, it was all the visits, whether it was going hunting, to DC's, or just stopping by. She would sit and talk and would never move the conversation towards herself. She always cared so much about us and our well-being and that she wanted to know everything that was going on in our lives. Big or small, it was all important to her. That's the type of person she was. But of course, that wasn't the only memory that sticks with me. There were so many more. Sitting with her, watching birds, helping her with puzzles. By helping, I mean finding where one out of the 1,000 pieces goes. Asking me when I was going to rid her of the raccoons and squirrels that were destroying her beloved bird feeders. Sitting and having coffee after a morning in the tree stand. And I could go on, but we could be here well until tomorrow if I were to do that. She loved unconditionally. It didn't matter what relation you were to her or whether you lived 10 miles or 1,000 miles away, she loved you all the same. Today is a day for mourning, but not only that, it is a day for celebration. We may have lost Irene, an amazing person that we all wish we could be like, but though we have lost her, heaven has gained an amazing angel. So I hope we can dry the tears of sorrow and replace them with tears of laughter and joy. Thank you.
A lot harder than what I was expecting. A couple days ago, the weather was kind of bad, and, asked the person, what's it supposed to be like? Well, they thought it was supposed to be rainy the rest of the week, Monday, Tuesday. Well, yesterday was a beautiful day. Today's a gorgeous day. Mary Irene Jordan was born April 29th, 1930, to Fred and Cora Jordan, sister and sister Louise, Dola Louise. Married Herman Kelly in 1948, had four children, Tim, Tom, Bonnie, and Pat.
They lost their son Thomas in a car accident December 1968, shortly after her husband Herman also had passed away. In 1970, my mom's knight in shining armor, Richard Otterman, came into our lives. Richard was a friend and a coworker at a, it was a coworker of his and led my father, Herman, to Christ. Their first three dates was with my sister and I got a baseball in a box each time we won, each time it won me over. Shortly after, they married, and that's how we became the Brady Bunch, Otterman Bunch, car lot. So many good memories and blessings throughout the years, some sad moments losing our sister, Linda, too, and grandparents along the way. When it was apparent on Tuesday, my mom was not responding. We made the decision that my mom's desire not to be put on life support. We expected her to pass right away. To our surprise, she stayed with us several days fighting to stay alive. To ease us through the mourning process, she ended up throwing her own surprise birthday in reverse, surprising us with sharing her last day with all her family on her 86th birthday, and up until 8:25 p.m., where she finished her birthday celebration with Jesus, her sister, mom, and many others who passed before her. How awesome God's plan was. Saturday, my dad, sister, Bonnie, Brenda, and I went to make final arrangements. At the flower shop, as we were leaving the store, Bonnie's car started to alarm. Bonnie was surprised having not handled the keys, mom and God's way of letting us all know she's okay. Next, we went to the funeral home to complete the arrangements. As we got into Bonnie's car, her window was cracked open where rain would fall on her. Mind you, it was rainy Saturday morning, and Bonnie did not... Bonnie did not... didn't have the window down. Thank you. Again, Mom's humor had led us to know she's all okay. The morning I woke up and could not go back to sleep. I turned on the TV and happened to start watching a movie. One of the characters who did not speak or act was introduced as Aunt Louise, coincidence or other to say the least. As sad as it is to lose Mary Otterman, a wife, a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, aunt, and a friend, I'm happy knowing she is healthy and rejoicing in the presence of God and others who had passed before her. There are a few things I believe she would want me to say to each of us that was important to her. Number one, to laugh and enjoy family and friends. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Two, take care and support her knight in shining armor. Show him the love of Christ that my mom and dad have shown to family and friends and strangers over the years. And number three, most importantly, to know Christ, John 3:16.
I'll probably do like them, but I got no script to give to anybody. I know Irene loved the church. She, probably back in the 68, 69, she cleaned the other church. Her and Pat and Bonnie worked there. When she was able, she would come to church and she taught and things like that. But then she got so she couldn't. But she never stopped loving you. She loves all of you. When I seen what was happening, and I talked to pastors and said, I don't know what to do. He said he would take care of it. Pastor's wife there and said she'd take care of it. I know she could. I don't know if he's into that. He preaches, but she does so much. I thank the Lord for her. I thank all you here last night, today, all our friends. Well, there's 29 grandkids, so you know there's a lot of little ones and big ones, and she loved them all. And here she is now. You know, she's dead. She's going to heaven. We can see her again. If you're saved, we'll see her. Just like the sign said, she put up. Jesus is real, and you better believe it. And one day we'll see her again. It's hope. So if you don't know Christ your Savior, talk to pastor or anybody. If you want to see her again and you're not saved, get right, please. And she loved all of the kids, the grandkids, the people in the church. But God bless each one of you. Thank you.
Thank you. dying. It's a timeless place. Time won't be flying. And I will be with Jesus in a heavenly place. Tears of sorrow we cry. Each time we tell a loved one goodbye. But some glad, happy day, God will wipe our tears away in a place where the soul never dies. It's a tearless place, no more crying. It's a tombless place, no more dying. It's a timeless place, time won't be flying. And I will be with Jesus in a heavenly place. The seasons of our lives quickly flee. My mind can't comprehend eternity. In ecstasy sublime, beyond the reach of time, we'll be in a place where time has ceased to be. It's a tearless place, no more crying. It's a tombless place, no more dying. It's a timeless place, time won't be flying. And I will be with Jesus in a heavenly place. We'll all be together in a heavenly place.
Okay, that passage I read in Hebrews 11 mentions that without faith it's impossible to please him. Then it mentioned a fella who lived about 6,000 years ago by the name of Abel, and it says, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. He's still speaking today from the record that's written in the Bible. And the same can happen with every person and every believer depending upon how they live their lives. Irene was one that lived for others. Her and Dick were so faithful here until Irene got sick, but yet she was very concerned for this church and the people of this church. And she asked me often about my children and wanted to pray for them and things like that. And at this time, during these times, there's, you know, confusion and fear about death. But if you go to this blessed book that God's given us, we discover that death for the believer is simply a departure. Okay, in fact, the Bible refers it to that way, where an individual has your body, soul, and spirit. And upon death, your soul steps into this invisible parallel universe right beside us and steps into the spirit world. In Genesis chapter 15, there's a lady who's giving birth, and it says during the birth process that she died, and it says, and her soul was in departing. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 says this, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, there's that word, and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And so, Irene departed to be with her Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul mentions he knew pretty much that he was getting ready to die. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, and he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, but not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. If you go to an airport, you'll see a departure gates, and you'll see arrival gates. And at those gates, if you look at both, if you view both, you'll sometimes see tears at both. At the departure gate, you'll see tears of sorrow because of the parting of loved ones. At the arrival gate, you'll see tears of joy. So we see the departure gate on this side, so we see tears of sorrow. We're going to miss somebody. But in heaven, there's tears of joy. There's a family reunion with some that are already there. But that's conditional. That's conditional upon faith in Jesus Christ. When a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ said, except to be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What's that mean? Person has to figure that out. Okay, it's like the first birth. It's the mother that gives birth. The mother goes through the pain. The mother goes through the sorrow. The mother goes through the emotions. And a child is given life freely by her. As the second birth, Jesus Christ suffered. Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ was buried and Jesus Christ rose again. And as the first time a baby has to rely on mom to get life, the second birth, a person has to rely upon Jesus Christ. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Where's the Father? Well, our Father which art in heaven. It's faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. And when a person trusts the Lord Jesus Christ for their eternal salvation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 gives this promise. Verse 6, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we, the soul, the spirit, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. It's that fast. Now, the last words that my wife expressed to Irene about a week ago Sunday night were, you have the most beautiful blue eyes. She smiled and she goes, really? But that was one of the, according to Brother Dick, was the last time that she was really remembering things. She didn't talk more after that. She's been a faithful member here for 50 years. Prayed for others here, prayed for people here. Godly lady. When you hear somebody being at a place for 50 years, that shows some character, stability, to stay through the good times and the bad times, and doesn't run away during the bad times. Stuck with it, learned, and grew in grace and with the church and continue to pray. The sign they have on 65, you see it going by, Jesus is real on one side, hell is real on the other. Why? It's because it's real. She's the one that was, and then they had to kind of fight to keep it up, legally. Quite a witnessing tool. And that tool, right there about her sacrifice and Brother Dick's sacrifice to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, even though she's in heaven right now, there are awards that are being passed out in heaven. A lot of people think, oh, if I just get saved, that's good enough. Well, that's good enough for eternal life because Jesus Christ promised that. But would not we want to be able to offer something back to Jesus Christ out of appreciation? And that's what she's done by the sign, is to witness about Jesus Christ. Once in a while, science catches up with the Bible, and even scientists or medical science will admit that upon death, the body loses a little weight like a feather weight. And what is it? That's the departing of the soul. the soul, and the spirit. And so Irene was faithful to this church, and she believed fully, as the Bible says, that what must I do to be saved? Well, the answer to that is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That is what gives salvation, full and free in the Lord Jesus Christ. One can be saved and then one can serve and then continue to serve. And those are the memories that we keep. And when we keep those memories and then rehearse those memories and emulate those memories, then like Hebrews 11 said in verse 4 about Abel, he's been gone for 6,000 years approximately. He's still speaking. And so Irene, your wife, your sister, your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother can continue to speak to you through her, through your memories of her, and bring back pleasant memories about this blessed lady. And I hope that the Lord would bless you in that. And if you don't know for certain that you have eternal life in Jesus Christ, make sure that you trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation. Shall we close in prayer? Lord, I do ask that you'd bless the family at this time, that you'd give them comfort, sweet peace and grace, especially Brother Dick. A friend has gone home. And Lord, what an example of a wonderful marriage is a friendship. Best friends. Lord, thank you for that. And I pray that you would draw close to them during this time and be a blessing to them. As Irene, right now, enjoying the pleasures of heaven, probably looking down upon us, and saying, don't worry, I'm with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then she's probably also hoping and praying that everyone in this room would know Jesus Christ personally so that she could see him again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.